This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. The story of this episode is one of my favorite ones. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about a man from the children of Israel. This man went around some of his people looking for someone to loan him 1,000 dinars, which is a lot of money, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars. So he found a lender and he went to him, and the lender was willing to give him the money. But he asked him, please bring me some witnesses to witness the transaction. The borrower said, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Allah is enough of a witness. So the lender, the one with the 1,000 dinar, he said, okay, bring me someone who would back you up, someone who would pay off the loan in case you're not able to. Bring me a guarantor. The man replied, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ كَفِيلًا. Allah is enough of a guarantor. The guy with the money said, you're right. Allah is the best witness, and Allah is the best guarantor. Here you go. And he gave him the 1,000 dinars, and they agreed on a specific time and day and location to pay back the loan. The man took the 1,000 dinars and traveled overseas through a boat, of course, no airplanes back then. Traveled overseas, did his thing, fulfilled his needs with that money. Eventually, the day to pay the loan back has come. So the borrower, do you think he will show up or not? What's your take? He showed up. In what sense? He showed up to the seashore or the area where there are boats. He's searching for a boat, a ship, anything to take him overseas to return the loan back on time. He could not find any boats or ships on that day. He looked and looked, but no ship was available. What can I do? What should I do? He saw a piece of wood. He took that piece of wood. He made a hole in it. He placed 1,000 dinars. Imagine a large amount of money. 1,000 dinars into that piece of wood, that hole. And he wrote a letter and put a letter inside that hole, which was directed to the lender. Then he closed it and sealed it very tightly. Then he approached the sea and he said, oh Allah, you know well that I took a loan of 1,000 dinars from so-and-so. He asked me for a guarantor and I told him that Allah's guarantee was sufficient, and he accepted your guarantee. He then asked me for a witness, and I told him that Allah was sufficient as a witness, and he accepted you as a witness, ya Allah. I tried hard to find a transportation so that I could pay back his money, but I could not find rides. And I entrust you with this, ya Allah, with this piece of wood, which the money and the letter are in. And then he threw the piece of wood into the sea. He kept looking at the piece of wood until it was no longer visible and went far into the sea, and then he left. However, he was still searching for a boat. Allahu Akbar. This is the character of the Muslim. Not like throw it and see what happens. No, he was still searching for a boat in order to ride on and personally hand the 1,000 dinars to the lender. So brother, are you telling me he is now adding another 1,000? Yes, maybe the first one will not reach. Allahu Ta'ala A'lam. He's taking the means. While all of this was happening, he's looking for a boat and so on. The borrower on the other side of the sea left his house, waiting for the boat to arrive. Today is the day, today is the time, this is the location. And for the guy to hand me my money back. However, he waited and waited, but no one showed up. Subhanallah. I don't know what he was thinking, what's in his heart. But in the hadith, he didn't complain. He didn't say, I should have never said Allah is enough. He never said that. Subhanallah. All of a sudden, this man, after he waited for way too long, he wants to leave. He saw a piece of wood. He found a piece of wood. He does not know anything about the wood and what the other guy did. So he took the piece of wood home, hoping to benefit from it in any way, whether putting it in a fireplace, warm up the family, or use it to get some fire and cook some food. All of a sudden, when he got the piece of wood and he starts to cut it, he noticed 1,000 dinars. He noticed the letter. While he's going through this, not too long after that, who shows up? The borrower. Yes, the borrower finally showed up. He found a boat and he arrived to the place, and with him was 1,000 dinars. And he went to the lender and he told him, Wallahi, I had been trying so hard to get a boat so that I could bring you your money. Yani here it is, alhamdulillah. But I did not find any boat besides the one I just came on. It was the first one available. The lender asked him a question. Have you sent something to me? The borrower replied, as I have just told you, I could not get a boat other than the one I came on. The lender said, Allah has delivered on your behalf the money you sent in the piece of wood. Allahu Akbar. So go back with your 1,000 dinars, the one, the additional 1,000 dinars. Take that one back, guided on the right path. What a story. What reflections. What lessons can we take from it? But I want to ask you a question. Which of the two people to you is more righteous, the lender or the borrower? Let me know in the comment section below. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.